So, good afternoon, everybody. So, I will present the diffs that have been added to the latest version of the multicast auto draft. Next slide, please. So, the multicast is an extension, a proposed extension of the auto protocol that allows to include several cast types in auto requests and responses. So new cast types are proposed, which include path occupation cast, endpoint occupation cast, endpoint nominal, and occupied memory. So the specified multicast services are the multicast map service, filtered multicast map service, and endpoint multicast service. Next slide, please. So the motivation is firstly to optimize time and bandwidth, given that one multicast transaction is faster than n single cast transaction, and then it's lighter to store and transport one multicast map instead of n cast maps, given that n is the number of cast types that you may want to include in a transaction. So the second motivation is also to face unpredictable and or rapid value changes. So this way, an auto client can get consistent snapshots of several differently rapidly varying cast type values. So the suitable auto services for multicast are the endpoint multicast services and filtered multicast map, essentially for the sake of scalability. So next slide, please. So now about the diffs. So a first diff is on a rule that was standing in the in the previous versions of the draft. In the present version, there is no more incentive rule to require multiple cast types in the numerical mod, which means that a multicast request can be done for any purpose, such as I want to update one cast type in ordinal mode, but I also want to have information on another cast type in numerical mode. So the purpose is that, contrary to what we had in mind in the previous version, I mean, multicast auto is not, the purpose is not restricted to multivariate optimization. So next slide, please. So a new feature has been added that relates to constraints, which is called multicast constraints. So we have added a new section called extended constraints on multicast values. So it extends the base protocol in two ways. Firstly, it allows to combine constraints on multiple metrics that are related to with a logical AND. And this allows to cover requirements such as I want to select solutions with moderate routing cost and low hop counts, such as the example here. Next slide, please. The other extension that multicast constraints allow is to combine constraints on multiple metrics, but with constraints related with both logical ANDs and logical ORs. One example is, for example, to cover constraints such as I want hop count values in this interval or routing cost values in that other interval. And the other case that it allows to cover is to allow an application to make compromises. 1 minute? Okay. For the both? Oh, okay. I'll be soon finished. compromises such as I want to select solutions with either moderate hop count and high routing cost or a higher hop count and moderate routing cost. So this is illustrated by this example in blue. Next slide, please. So here is an example on so how we propose to specify, to encode this constraint in the requirements. So there is an evolution, of course, with respect to the format of the base protocol, because we have different cost types, so we need to encode this in the request. And next slide, please. So that's it. And if you want to look at the slides, we have proposed to encode such transactions.
I have a question, Haibin. When you allow multiple cost constraints with a logical OR, how does the auto client rank this matrix with this destination pairs with different cost types?
Why would you want to rank? You mean you would want to rank the constraints?
Yes. For example, the auto server, the auto client requires different cost types, right? You can set the logical or with the hop count from 1 to 5, and with the routing cost from 100 to 150.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of, for example, there are 10 peers responded from the auto server to this client and satisfy this matrix. How does the auto client know which one is better, or the auto client just say, oh, each one is fine, I can use?
Okay, I got it. Actually, the idea here is to combine a regular auto request with constraints. So, for example, you may want to have ranked value. Let's say on no, this applies actually better to numerical values. Okay, so you want to get the numerical values of two cost types for all your candidate peers, say you have like 100, but you want to filter the results and restrict it only to those candidate peers that meet the constraints. So, for example, this constraint is like any constraint, actually, that allows to first filter the set of candidate peers before you may want to get the cost value in either ordinal or rank or numerical mode.
Okay. I think it's better to give the use cases why the auto client needs this logical multiple cost constraints. I don't understand. If you can give a use case in your document, that is better.
Yeah, I can do that. I don't know if I have time to quickly reply, but we can do that offline on the mailing list.
Sabine, you have 1 more minute.
Okay.
And it's over.
Okay.
You want to do the
second? The schedule, day? Yes.
Yeah, we suggest that Sabine is supposed to have a second presentation on cost schedule, right? But please post an update of that draft on the mailing list that, if I recall correctly, you haven't done.
Mm-hmm.
And we can move to the. We can try and get Sebastian back on with Skype this time. Thank you, Sabine.